I think you mentioned the UK and how they need to unroll their own legislations away from GDPR. I think for any Brits in the audience, you know that we are dealing with the fallout and the implications of Brexit, be it fuel shortages, labor shortages, and so forth. But when we look at the legislation that's coming into play in a multipolar, increasingly fragmented world, and tech playing this outsized role that governments are trying to rein in on the benefit of the users and consumers, do you really think that we can see tech become less a destructive force, which we see through the headlines around misinformation, and more tech for good?
Ha ha, my God, okay, that's a great one. So you'll hear me a lot saying that there is no such thing as tech for good, just for the reason that no one's want to produce again a technology for bad, right? So there is certainly something as tech for impact, and there is a lot of, you know, part of our lives where tech does impact indeed. It can be our political, geopolitical, societal, cultural, environmental lives. But in the meantime, I would just like you guys to think about the way you can use tech for good, like changing tech for good, actually.
Right. I mean, well, there's a lot of ways to define tech. I mean, a lot of times when we're talking about tech up here, we're talking about, again, the big Silicon Valley platforms, right? The FANG stocks, or FAMANG, or MANG, now that Facebook is Meta, however you want to pronounce that. So there's that. Then there's all kinds of startups and great companies here that probably are doing some good stuff, okay? And then there's like all of us using tech and all kinds of, you know, legacy companies as well. So it's a little hard to wrap your brains around. The big tech companies, you know, trying to understand the values, what motivates Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, Satya Nadella, et al., is a difficult thing. But all I know is that they're extremely powerful. They're like their own governmental force. And Marjorie, you and I were talking that Denmark at one point had an ambassador to Silicon Valley, which sort of says it all, right? And then, of course, you told me, reminded me that he then left and took a job at Microsoft. There you go. So what does that tell you? So, but it's ironic, I guess, that the part of the world that would be most, would find it easiest to regulate technology, which is to say the U.S. government, is the least likely or willing to do so.